Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The TSA's abuses are now one of the biggest news stories to the top three or four in the world. Now Atlantic Monthly's gotten on board. Hundreds of big publications, their writers, New York Times, Wall Street Journal, Atlantic Monthly, CNET News, CBS News, are talking about the abuse they've gone through. The Atlantic's Jeffrey Goldberg, who's super, you know, high-powered reporter, he interviewed them, and I guess they thought off record. They have a special name for the naked body scanner. I can't say it on air, but it's the male member measurement system, but I won't say it. And it's they admit it's all a big joke around there. They that's coming up. Kaiser wants to mention that. I was asking during the break. I said, what do you want to talk about? He said, well, I want to talk about the big win on TSA, how we're exposing them. So that's coming up. But Max of MaxKaiser.com, continuing here with what we were discussing, it's all happening. The bankers that engineered the collapse are taking over the world. People are angry at them. You've got all these other Chinese government and Brazilian government and the German government saying this is horrible. I mean, is that all a bunch of talk? Are they involved in it? Or is this a real revolt against the world reserve currency being devalued?
Well, a couple of things. First of all, the Robert Zoellick, his gold comments, that was a part of a big op-ed piece in the Wall Street Journal. And the whistleblower in London, his name is Andrew McGuire. And after he's on my show, Alex, I think he should be on your show if you think that's a good idea.
Yeah, let's get him. We've been trying.
All right. So basically, to get back to the financial picture, you know, a theme that we, again, talked about on your show in the past, which is now mainstream media terminology, is currency war. So what does currency war mean? Currency war means that the U.S. is purposefully trying to crash the U.S. dollar because they believe it's going to force the exports from other countries' price to go higher. And they're going to try to make America's exports more competitive by deliberately crashing the dollar. And what's happening is that these other countries like China and Germany in particular are saying, no, we don't want to be a part of this. We don't want to subsidize your manufacturing base and your wars because, you know, all that war money is subsidized with U.S. dollars. And these countries are saying, wait a minute, you want us to subsidize your wars? No, we don't think that's a good idea. So now these countries, for the first time in the post dollar reserve currency era, are doing these huge currency swaps back and forth with each other. So Brazil and China and Russia are swapping each other's currency so that they all have huge stockpiles of each other's currencies in their banks so they can do trade deals and do them in a way that's currency neutral because they all have a big piece of each other's currency. But they don't want any more dollars. The dollar has become a pariah currency. But the currency wars continue, and the U.S., every time they launch a QE1, QE2, and, you know, QE3, it's an attempt by the U.S. to purposefully crash their own currency to boost exports. That's the theory. And it's an absurd theory. It's suicide. It's financial suicide. And it's, monetization-assisted suicide because nobody else around the world is buying this story anymore. And it's causing, of course, the big winner in this circular firing squad is gold. You know, people are saying, wait a minute, you guys are out of control. The only thing that makes any sense is gold and silver. And so that's why gold and silver is up against every currency. Now it's making a move against the euro because, you know, the euro was relatively strong for the past few months. Now gold and silver are making big moves against the euro. So nothing is safe from the advances of the gold vigilantes and the currency war, which is World War III, if you want to think about it. It's being fought in the currency pit. They're lobbing these huge derivative cannons at each other loaded with fiat currency. And America, again, stupidly, is spending the hundreds of billions fighting ground wars with tanks and weapons and military, and yet that's yesterday's war. They're looking in the rearview mirror. Today's war is a currency war, and of course the U.S. is least prepared to win in the currency war, obviously because their economy is shrinking the fastest and their export market is
all right,
pitiful.
Max, we got a break. Let's talk about where you see all this going, how you see it unfolding, what this is going to do to the average person on the ground. All of that coming up. We'll look at the TSA situation, that big revolt happening. We'll look at Glenn Beck talking about government-sponsored terror. It's all coming up.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is a war, a financial takeover, a Ponzi scheme empire. The globalists don't care if you know who they are now. They've got paramilitary, secret police in every Western nation. They are taking over the planet. They think they're going to get away with this crime. And all of you listening, whether you're a fireman, a cop, a teacher, a bureaucrat, or somebody who even works for the system, you are going to lose your standard of living. You are going to lose your liberties and your freedoms in this process. You should make the decision to join the American people and the people of the world against the globalists. Now, we were talking with Max Keiser, inventor of many of these stock exchange systems, the Hollywood Stock Exchange System, talk show host, TV host, made a lot of accurate predictions, breaking down where this is going. How do you see this unfolding, Max? Where do you see this going? Because now we're clearly in the thick of it. I mean, do you see the bankers getting away with this?
Yeah, I do, because remember at the end of 2008, Hank Paulson wanted to get $750 billion to bail out his old company, Goldman Sachs, and his friends in various banks around the world. So he submitted to Congress a one-page memo saying, give me, you know, three-quarters of $1 trillion. They said, no, we need more information. He instructed his algorithmic traders and program traders to crash the market the next day. The market crashed. Then he went back and said, see, if you don't give me my money, you're all going to be losing all of your money, and And apparently there was a rumor that the Congress was threatened even with martial law by these guys. So they do.
Yeah, that's not a rumor. I've had the congressman on. It's now been admitted. Go ahead.
Okay. So then they signed off on that giveaway. So they now got they know that they can go to Congress and put a gun to their head and get any bailout money they want. So they can scare people to death and get whatever they want. There's no rule of law. There's no checks and balances. There's absolutely no rules governing these bankers anymore. And if they are, if they do stumble over a law that they break, they either get Congress to pass a new law or they just ignore it and they know that they may have to pay a small civil fine. So that's, when push comes to shove, when the debt burden becomes such, and the dollar is not responding to either the flood of money vis-a-vis inflation, or it's not the austerity measures are causing too much social unrest, they'll go to Congress and say either you let us roll the U.S. dollar into a global currency right now, or, you know, you're all going to be facing, you know, civil unrest and Armageddon. So they'll threaten the Congress, as they've done successfully now several times. This is a tried and true technique to simply threaten the Congress. And the Congress will acquiesce, and the U.S. dollar will be rolled up, like the euro was created, into a global currency. And America will breathe a sigh of relief because the dollar purchasing power of the new global currency as it relates to individuals in America will be roughly the same as the dollar. And they'll be, oh, we averted a disaster. But in part of this scenario is, of course, is that the U.S. has to give away its sovereignty.
We've got to pay taxes to this new IMF, World Bank, purely private consortium. And this is their plan. They are doing it. And it gives them total control over our society. They'll run the stock market up again for a little while. So all the dumb yuppies will fall down on their knees worshiping it. And then our journey towards enslavement is that much more complete. But people got to get ahead of this now. We've got to expose this now.
Right. You'll pay local tax, state tax, national tax, and world tax. That's true. And the tax burden will be immense. And, of course, people will continue to their debt burden will not be addressed. And they'll continue to carry these huge debts. And the servicing of those debts will continue to cut into their income. And the jobs will continue to disappear. So we're heading toward, of course, what I've been talking about, the Gulag Casino model. And being and this is part of the Gulag Casino model, is to keep the debts on the books in perpetuity. And this rolling over of to a global currency, it gets rid of you know, you hear a lot of debate whether we're in inflation or deflation, whether we should stimulate or there should be austerity. Well, the answer is to go down the middle and just say, let's roll all these debts based in dollars into a new global currency. Well, just as we've done for the past 30 years, extend and pretend, resecuritize, just roll it over, roll it up into a new global ultra world currency and breathe a sigh of relief that we dodged a bullet. However, it does mean that effectively U.S. must lose its sovereignty. And people in the U.S., when threatened with financial Armageddon, will gladly do this. So my prediction is that this will happen and there'll be no fight, no meaningful fight against it.
And by the way, there won't even be a big discussion when I'm talking about it a year from now or whatever. The media will still be saying it didn't happen, kind of like they celebrated 50 years of the euro in 2007, but Europeans weren't told it was official till 2000. Here's Herman Von Rumpy, the Daily Mail. Nation states are dead, EU chief says. The belief that countries can stand alone is a lie and an illusion. So this is global corporate domination. Everything the New World Order has done, these private criminals, is to get us dependent, get us in debt to them, to take over society. And as I say on the back of my film, Endgame, for the New World Order, world government is only the beginning. Because their pet project is eugenics and total tyranny, but they've got to bankrupt you to get you under government control. This is a nightmare, Max. I mean, this is so horrible.
Eugenics, you know, that's a pretty strong word. But what about this news that pills are going to be equipped with tagging devices? That's like soft eugenics.
Well, hard eugenics is injecting Guatemalan children with syphilis. I mean, this is a bunch of murdering.
I understand that. But you see, we live in this technological age where the same things, the horrors that we saw 50 years ago are being replayed, but using this sophisticated technology, which brings me to, I want to talk a little bit about this TSA thing, if you want to.
Yeah, let's get into it, because do you agree with me that this is broken out, huge national, international story, and it's showing the giant resentment and rage and anger that was right under the surface. It's now pouring forth.
Well, yeah, the point that I wanted to make and my take on this, I'm curious what you think. You know, the name of the show, Alex Jones, that you do is InfoWars. And a few months ago, from the best of my knowledge anyway, you started this idea of let's get these search terms up number one on the news search on Google. And my thought is, at the top of the show, when you're talking about how Drudge Report is talking about this and how Beck is talking about this, it's because those guys are only interested in traffic, whereas you are interested in truth. So the equation is truth versus traffic. So here on your show, to get out the truth, you put out a search term on Google. But those guys, they see the traffic potential of tapping into number one Google search item, and that's what's driving them. It's not that Drudge or Beck are suddenly converts to any new paradigm. It's that they see the traffic that you're generating. So you don't even probably understand that by you forcing these terms number one on Google search, you have become now the de facto agenda for these news desks. You're driving Drudge. You're driving Beck. Your listeners are doing that.
Well, I know we're hold on. I know we're driving. Hold on. I know we're driving Beck because I have that confirmed from inside. But Drudge is always hated. Even before he went off the radio, he hates the TSA. I mean, Matt Drudge is more alternative media than a Glenn Beck.
Sure, but he's also a guy who is very sensitive to traffic and traffic patterns. And, you know, on the Internet, it's all about traffic patterns. You know, this company that's out there, it's called Drive, I think it's called Drive Media, where they own millions and millions of URLs. And depending on the search for those URLs, they pay people 20 or 50 bucks to write a story that they circulate on their web traffic because they know people are searching for it, and then they write about what people are searching about. It's very incestuous, the Internet business.
It's a feedback loop.
Exactly. So, and Drudge is a guy who watches that very carefully because he's got, you know, the number one most accessed site in the world. Is it because he's the smartest guy in the world in terms of laying out a web page in terms of what's interesting for people? It's because he's technologically savvy. He came out of the tech boom of the 90s, and this is what he's all about. So my point is that it's truth versus traffic, and if you keep on harping on the truth, you're going to shape the traffic. You're going to bend the traffic toward the truth, and that's an amazing development in the InfoWars.
Well, it is, and no army can stop an idea whose time has come. Expanding on that, though, what's your view of the naked body scanners? And because I can't really – we're going to come back from break and get your take on this, but I want to read part of Paul Joseph Watson and Alex Jones's article up on prisonplanet.com. It's the top link on Drudge Report right now. Drudge stirs a national debate on TSA abuse, because it really was Drudge picking up our stories the last 7 days that broke this out nationwide. It's a symbiotic thing. It's Alex Jones, my listeners, and then Drudge, and then that underlying anger. National body scanner opt-out day organized as resistance grows. But Watson's got a quote in here, because I wrote part of the story. He wrote this part. With the Electronic Privacy Information Center already engaged in a lawsuit challenging the legality of naked body scanners, the ACLU has also opened a webpage inviting members of the public to submit reports of TSA abuse in the interest of future action. And see, it's like I told my wife last night, the truth is never out of fashion. It's not trendy. It's not a fad. Truth is not a fad. But it goes on here to quote, and I'm now trying to find it here in the article. The Atlantic's Jeffrey Goldberg was told by a TSA agent directly that pat-downs were made increasingly invasive, not for any genuine security reason, but to make the experience so uncomfortable for the traveler that they would prefer to use the body scanner, despite the fact that scientists at Columbia University and the Interagency Committee on Radiation Safety, along with other scientific bodies, have all warned the devices increase the risk of developing cancer. Now, I can't read this on air because of the profanity, but it says, I asked him if he was looking forward to conducting the full pat-downs. Nobody's going to do it, he said, once they find out what we're doing, going to do. In other words, people, when faced with a choice, will inevitably choose the male member measuring device. They use another word, a street term. The male member measuring device over molestation. He went on to tell him that that's what they call it system-wide, is the male member measuring device, and it's all a big joke. We'll be right back.
Most Americans believe famine and hunger will never happen. But what if, day one, mayhem breaks out at grocery stores? Day three, families are on edge. Day five, the neighbors come knocking. Day 10, small bands of thieves begin stealing at gunpoint. Day 15, desperation, but the government can't help because there's no food left. Introducing the grab-and-go emergency food supply from Solutions from Science. 84 delicious, nutritious food servings, including breakfast, lunch, and dinner entrees. Enough to feed 4 adults for a week. Every meal 100% vegetarian for longer shelf life. Claim your grab-and-go emergency food supply today at foodshortagesolutions.com. That's foodshortagesolutions.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Grab-and-go emergency food supply. Better a year too soon than one day too late.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Rock Creek gently flows through the parkland of Washington, D.C. until it meets the mighty Potomac River in the heart of the federal city.
On the other hand, Rock Creek Free Press is a fiercely independent newspaper that's not afraid to print the truth. We print the stories that others won't touch. The 9/11 cover-up, media propaganda, government corruption, state terrorism, and violations of our constitutional rights. The Creek is a completely reader-supported publication. We accept no corporate advertising, no corporate influence. For a free, no-obligation issue of The Creek, just go to rockcreekfreepress.com. If you want copies for your local 9/11 truth group, send your request to editor@rockcreekfreepress.com. Rock Creek Free Press, not afraid to print the truth.
Call them at 301-452-0090 today.
Look like an angel, walk like an angel, talk like an angel, but I got one.
You're the devil in disguise.
You know, folks, I'm just an average guy who knew how to read Trilateral Commission and CFR public documents. And I came out and warned people like so many others did. And I made films. I did a radio show. I invested any of our profits back in the operation to reach more people because I want to live free. I'm in a fight with these globalists. I don't like them. It's personal. And Max Kaiser's out there fighting them, and so many others are out there fighting them, and Ron Paul and Gerald Celente and countless others. But this is so real. And the fact that we're engaging the New World Order, that we're having an effect. Look, if I can do this in 15 years, what can you do now that people are ready to wake up? Everybody needs to be heard, whether it's driving down the price of Coke so we can take their scalp, as Max has said, and scare the others, or whether it's the silver and gold vigilantes buying it and holding it, exposing the fact that the globalists have been manipulating the market and aren't taking physical possession, and they're just using, you know, made-up silver and gold stores to do this. We have power is the final message, and we are the majority if we take action. But Max is right. We're now at the point of world government openly taking over. Now, we'll fight it once it takes over completely, because then it'll be even more evident. That's why they have this police state straitjacket in place to keep us in line. But that's not going to work either, because it's illegitimate. Max, all over the world, people are revolting. The government's sending in provocateurs in England. That's even mainstream news to demonize the protest. The British Prime Minister wants to start restricting protesting. That's not going to work. We're making the tyrants act like tyrants. Where do you see this going?
Global insurrection against corporate and banking occupation. You know, I talked about it on your show 2 years ago. Everywhere, all over the world, people are suffering the same problems, that they're being occupied by their bankers who are destroying their economies. And I think now people are getting some focus. They understand that all of the regional skirmishes and all of the local problems that they were angry about, they're directing them now toward the confrontation with the bankers in what I call the battle between savers versus speculators. You know, the savers, the people who want to work, make a good living, and save money are being victimized by the speculators who want interest rates to be near 0% so they can borrow money for virtually free, speculate, make wild bets, and every time they make a losing bet, they get the government to bail them out, and then the government turns around and imposes austerity on everyone else to pay off the bad bet. That equation is now destroying lives all over the world. People are rioting in Ireland. People are rioting in England. People are rioting in France. People are rioting in Greece. And, of course, Iceland was the first country to get destroyed by this. And the
But they're drunk on fluoride here, so they're just sucking their thumbs.
Well, the U.S. is a little behind because the U.S. still enjoys the benefits of the U.S. dollar for the moment being the world reserve currency. That means that people in America, their experience with the economy, which comes primarily through pumping gas into their gas tank and buying food at the store, they don't see prices yet jumping the way that they will jump when this dollar is finally destroyed. And then when prices are up 200-300% in a couple of months, then Americans will join the fight. But right now they're being lulled into this false complacency by these artificially cheap prices that come to them by others around the world having to suffer the consequences of currency fluctuations in America's foreign policy. But now this is the era is coming to an end. As Dolik has said openly in the Wall Street Journal, the era of the U.S. dollar reserve currency era is now over. Americans are going to now experience what these other countries are experiencing, and they will join the fight as well. So it's all economics in the end. And when prices move to points that get people angry, then they, in fact, will join the fight as well.
And we're here. People are getting a reality check. They are starting to pay attention to real issues. Everything we talked about is now unfolding. And it's us or them. And we need to talk about prosecution of these bankers. You know, if Greenspan admits there's all this fraud, but then tells us they're above the law, no, they're not above the law. And as Thomas Jefferson said, the level of tyranny we will live under is the level we put up with. There's no end. Either we start saying no, or it only gets worse. And all these petty people, yuppies and bureaucrats and stockbrokers and cops, and I'm not saying all stockbrokers are bad or all cops are bad. I'm saying people that think they're part of the system. You know them, Max, who are on power trips because they feel like they're establishment, they're going to be hurt as well. So they better make the decision to join with their fellow liberty lovers.
Well, one campaign that was big last year was the Move Your Money campaign. You know, move your money out of the big money center banks to your local banks. The problem is that as the economy shrinks, the big banks are gobbling up the smaller banks. So your money is going to be end up going into the big banks anyway. I think the Move Your Money campaign is really a half step. The real move, the power move, is to do what these gold and silver vigilantes are doing. If every single America bought...
Let's talk about that. Final segment with Max Kaiser, then I'm getting into the real puppet masters.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that it doesn't matter which political party occupies the White House? They have both been captured by those who are working for world government and the destruction of our Constitution. They believe that governments formed in the 18th and 19th centuries based upon constitutional rights of the people are now obsolete and need to be changed. That change will be to communism, socialism, fascism, a form of government that takes away all our rights. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening and offer you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by to receive your call.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
I'll talk more about this tomorrow, but I want to discuss Glenn Beck talking about government-sponsored terror. This is a big change for Glenn. He said anybody that says the government can stage terror attacks is an evil demon, and now he's reversing himself because he's being set up for the next terror attack, and so am I. They're saying that patriots, anti-globalists, are going to blow up buildings, and they're getting ready to frame us, and that's clear, and Beck is playing the exact same video clips we played last week, the exact same articles we wrote back in July. He is starting to get the fact that he's in danger. I think it's more than him just being a corporate shill. I think he realizes he's about to be hung out to dry. I want to tell you about a few of the great sponsors we've got. When you're up on PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com, you will see a banner for this knife. It's of the highest quality. They've got $10 off their best seller. It's the RenewTech Solutions is offering the ultimate knife at the ultimate price. The Fox Karambit It's a form-fitted, beveled to the most comfortable knife ever held. The ring feature helps keeps the knife secure in place to help prevent slipping and being disarmed. The Emerson Wave Catch feature allows you to open it with one hand faster than a switchblade with no springs, using high-grade metals and materials that make the knife worth every penny. Other knives of the same quality cost up to 2.5 times more, backed by a full 1-year warranty and full 7-day trial money-back guarantee. Remember, due to legislation, there are less choices to defend yourself. You need the ultimate knife, the Fox Karambit knife. $10 off right now for our listeners on the black G10 model, the one I like the best. It's theultimateknife.com. That's www.theultimateknife.com. And they've got a video demonstrating it at their website, theultimateknife.com. One other sponsor that I wanted to tell you about is Innerfood, the Made in America, high-quality, 20 organic, non-pasteurized superfoods in their best-selling Innerfood. They got a bunch of other great organic products. They're Patriots. It's very affordable. I have it. My wife loves it. Rob Jacobson here at the office just loves it. Enerfood.com. That's Innerfood.com. A couple little scoops in your orange juice or apple juice or water in the morning. Gulp it right down. 20 superfoods, so you absorb almost all of it instead of with vitamins where they just, you know, go through you. Innerfood.com or 866-762-9238. They got discounts for Alex Jones listeners on their site. 866-762-9238 or Innerfood.com. Max, I've got to get into who the real puppet masters.
I got an idea.
Okay.
I just started this during the break. You know, I was talking to this guy, Michael Krieger, who's someone you should have on your show, by the way. He's very hooked in with the guys over at Zero Hedge. He's a brilliant, brilliant writer. He's got some fantastic stuff to share. Michael Krieger is his name. You should have him on your show. But I was talking to him about the fact that if everyone in America bought one silver coin, or even 100, if 100 million people in America bought one silver coin, that's 100 million ounces, and take that off the market, it would crash J.P. Morgan, and we would have a scalp. We would have a major victory. So my idea is, what about one of your, you know, force this up to Google search ideas with the search term, crash J.P. Morgan, buy silver? See if we can, in fact, crash J.P. Morgan by getting everybody to buy 1 ounce of silver.
Well, we'll have to have you back up in the next few weeks because articles have to be written so that the key search leads you to the information, or it'll make no sense to people, or it will link through to nonsensical things. But that's a good idea, Max. Let me talk to you about that in the next week, and we can discuss doing it.
Yeah, because of all the solutions, as we have described them over the months, we've all, you know, I'm going to school on you because I see what you're doing with the Google search and the InfoWars is having a profound effect on the national discussion. You, in my opinion, you're driving Beck. You know, Beck is a ratings whore. He'll go wherever the ratings are. The same thing with Drudge. And they see the traffic on Google exploding based on your search engine suggestions. That's where the sheep will go. Drudge and Beck are sheep. They're now following the truth talker. So I'm saying if you can go down this path and say, crash J.P. Morgan, buy silver, we can, in fact, crash J.P. Morgan. J.P. Morgan is one of the biggest financial terrorists in America today, probably even bigger than Goldman Sachs. And if the American people can take this on and put that company under, take that stock price down to zero, simply by putting 25 or 50 bucks into buying one or two silver coins, that would be a major victory.
Well, again, I think your idea is excellent. It takes some preparation is the point I'm making. So we'll have to discuss this and develop it for the very near future. Perhaps, Max, you should write an article for InfoWars or Prison Planet next week. We should choose a date and then have it all elegantly and clearly laid out for people so that when they click on that search term, they actually see a story that gives them the info, or the profound idea you have will be lost, kind of like throwing your seeds on the rock, not in the fertile soil, as Christ said. But, Max, always amazing talking to you, Max Keiser, MaxKeiser.com. We'll talk to you in the very near future, Max.
God bless.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, there goes Max Keiser. And it is true that Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com more and more are beginning to drive the news. And if you go up to PrisonPlanet.com, the top story today is just so incredible. I'll be talking about this more tomorrow. I talked about it in the first hour that's about to retransmit in 20 minutes and 10 seconds. But Glenn Beck, government preparing to stage terror. In an unprecedented outburst on his Fox News show earlier this week, Glenn Beck identified the threat that we have been warning about for over a year, that the powers behind the Obama administration are preparing to stage a false flag event that will be blamed on his political opposition to derail the movement against big government. And then it shows Michael Savage talking about the same thing. But the issue here is that we have forced this issue out in the open. Government-sponsored terror is now something that a lot of people, even mainline talk show hosts and TV hosts and journalists, are having to cover. Because you're not going to beat the naked body scanners by talking about how they're molesting you or how there's radiation. That will damage the globalists because it's the truth. But when you expose that the CIA runs Al-Qaeda and is staging almost all of these attacks, and the TSA lets illegal aliens rent airplanes or go through the checkpoints unmolested, that exposes the full fraud and how the terrorists run the TSA. It's very, very simple. The people that stage the terror attacks are the ones putting the police state grid in place and admitting that this TSA stuff is for the streets of America. Some people have asked me in the last year, why do you cover TSA so much? Because they admit they're training you. It's even Atlantic Monthly, training you to accept this on the streets of America and worldwide. This is the Nazi Germany slash Soviet slash Maoist takeover. And Beck is covering exactly now what we've been covering the last 3 months. Top Clinton official, only a terror attack can save Obama. That, of course, was Robert Shapiro 3 months ago. Now last week, Clintonite. Obama needs OKC bombing to reconnect with the American people. Kurt Nemo, Infowars.com. Democratic operative Mark Penn. We played the video clip of him on the news. What did Beck play yesterday? That clip. And he said, they are getting ready to stage an Oklahoma City to blame it on Glenn Beck. Well, all of us. See, Beck, they built you up to destroy you. They built you up to act like a clown and be the patriot leader. And you've basically unwittingly done this, the evidence shows. And now you're figuring out, do I want them, this is Glenn Beck thinking, to blame me for the next domestic terror attack? Now you're getting it, buddy boy. Stage terror isn't a joke. It's not a game. These globalists eat their own. And you need to understand that. They're all a bunch of backstabbers walking along behind each other up their pyramid of power, as Mark Kornke has said. It's a big circular staircase going around the pyramid with globalists with knives to each other's backs going up along the path. This is a hellish system. This is what happened over and over again in history. None of us should want this, including minions like Beck. So, yes, I knew a month ago when Lou Dobbs was on, he was going to Fox Business. Not from him. He was amazed when I said, I know where you're going. I have it from inside Fox. We have moles everywhere. We are the true liberty movement. I got so many moles, I can't even talk to half of them, or 10% of them. But I don't even need the moles. I could see where people are going to go. I could see what's going to happen. This is what I do. And anybody, if you immerse yourself in real information and what the globalists are up to, instead of patriot infighting that the globalists try to push us into, because if we ever come together and start focusing on the New World Order, it's over. You can argue about who runs the New World Order all day, you know, the Masons, Jews, the Catholic Church, the Easter Bunny. The globalists want us making it about one group or the other when it's really just criminal psychopaths working together. There's evil people in control of almost every organization. But regardless of who runs it, let's just agree we don't want to be under a tyrannical, unelected private central bank that we pay taxes to. Let's just agree on that. See, that's how you have an effect. And I don't agree with Keiser about Drudge. Drudge, I've seen for 10 years covering more hardcore issues than others, 5 years getting more intense, the last 2 years covering Bilderberg. He is independent. That's why he was fired from Fox. That's why he quit his radio show. The system does not like what Matt Drudge is doing, and I can only praise what he's doing. Now, I mean, Drudge linked to us like 7 years ago. We weren't even on the radar screen. And I'm very appreciative of Drudge putting this whole TSA thing on the front burner. Now, I will reveal who the real puppets are. Glenn Beck, don't trust him because of things like this. Here it is today, glennbeck.com. George Soros exposed on the progressive puppet master. The progressives. I've heard Rick Perry, there was video of him in the San Antonio Express News in quotes 2 days ago, going, it's the progressives of the 1920s. A bunch of beatniks, a bunch of liberals, a bunch of commies, Bertrand Russell, yeah, we've talked about all them. We've talked about George Bernard Shaw years ago. They're in my films. But they're just left-wing acolytes pushing this. What about the Trotskyites becoming the neocons, Glenn? Let me tell you who's at the top of the pyramid. And I want to do a whole presentation on this. I've done it before, but I want to do in the next few weeks, who the true puppet masters are and really create a pyramid graphic that shows the different blocks. And they compete with each other at the top. But more powerful than the little low-level communists, because the globalists have to control the full field. They've got to have fake right-wingers and fake left-wingers. They've got to try to infiltrate the libertarians. They've got to try to gauge and control all opposition. But at the very top of the pyramid is the private Federal Reserve that is part of this global banking cartel, the six major banks that can issue unlimited currency and credit. That's who our forefathers from Andrew Jackson back to George Washington were fighting. Read their writings. This is nothing new. Same old fight we've had for 235 years. Same people that run the third world countries into the ground. Give them $1 billion loan, they end up paying back $50 billion, they owe another $50 billion. It's a total scam. This is what we're going into. This is what Ireland's going into with their interest rates going up on their national debt. George Soros in the pyramid is not even up near the capstone. He's a globalist. He's an operative. But above him is Henry Kissinger, Zbigniew Brzezinski, George Shultz, the Bush family, the Clintons. They are just management team front people, though. So you've got the pyramid. In fact, just give me a document cam shot. I'll just draw a crude drawing of this, okay? Here's the pyramid, okay? Not even a good pyramid. Okay, here it is over here. How's that? Here's the pyramid, okay? And up at the very top of the pyramid, you've got the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the Saxe-Coburg-Gothas. That's the British royal family. The Dutch royal family, also Saxe-Coburg-Gothas. You've got the Oppenheimers. You've got the Brothmans. There's less than 100 families at the top who are the robber barons. The Astors, all of them. They're all intermarried. When you study these groups, right here at the top, they are all intermarried. Just like even at the lower levels, the Bushes are all intermarried with the Clintons and the Cheneys and the Careys. Now, way down here in a lower strata, you've got Henry Kissinger, you got George Soros, you got Zbigniew Brzezinski, you got George Shultz, you got the Bush family, you got the Clintons, and they are social climbers. The Clinton daughter, Chelsea, married into one of the big mega banking house families. She married into Goldman Sachs because up here you've got all these families. But right up here at the top is the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the British royal family, and they're all intermarried now. That's how the Rothschilds are lords. They're all right up here at the top, and they will go into other countries and team up with the Lee family that's run China for hundreds of years, with the Mitsubishis, with the Hondas, with others. And so up here, you've got all these elites, and the British Empire was the model for covert control. That's who the puppet masters are. That's who controls the strings into the nation states and the petty regional elites. And all these petty regional elites, they get invited to CFR meetings, Trilateral Commission meetings up here in the next to the highest strata. They get invited up here to feel like they're all powerful and they're special. And so as this ruling elite at the very top set up their world government, set up their Agenda 21, set up their world rules, set up their world armies, set up through IMF and World Bank control of the nations, all their domestic police states that are over every country, They also bought up the media now to six big mega companies other than alternative press, and they're getting scared trying to start beating the drum to shut down alternative media because we're exposing the real pyramidal structure. So George Soros is in the bottom layer of the next highest level to the capstone. You've got the capstone with the royalty, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the less than 100 top families, the Astors, the rest of them, the Bundys, the DuPonts, they're all up here. And the DuPonts are at the very bottom of the top capstone. As you go up here, it's Rothschilds, Rockefellers, British royalty at the very tip. It's all compartmentalized. You look at Bohemian Grove. It's a pyramidal structure with 114 camps in it. And Mandalay, the most elite camp, has the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers in it. Below that, then they have camps with the Kissingers and the rest of them. And then, I mean, and then people who are just CEOs of billion-dollar companies, they've got to sleep on cots. They don't get lavish, you know, log cabins with servants, but they're happy because they get to talk to these guys. And then these guys on top, they get to then influence peddle and compromise all these guys, the same model they use with nations and countries and corporations. And let's say somebody comes up with a corporation, makes a bunch of money, a few billion dollars. They just come in and buy them off, or if they can't buy them off, they kill them. So that's the real puppet masters, not George Soros, who in the pyramid is way down here at the bottom of the second level strata from the top. He's in the servant class. I'll come back and cover more of this. Glenn Beck, you're welcome to use this, okay? I dare you to talk about the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers, the Queen of England. I dare you to do it, buddy. Okay, there it is. Real simple. Took about 4 minutes. There's the real pyramid of power. There's the real puppet masters.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land? They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
A new way to improve your health has arrived. Your body's primary nutrient for detoxification and antioxidant power is glutathione. Glutathione mops up heavy metals and toxins of all kinds and carries them to the liver for elimination. Glutathione neutralizes free radicals, which keeps your cells younger and stops inflammation. Glutathione gives you a strong immune system and gives you greater athletic endurance. The problem is your body's natural production declines due to age and toxins. What's your body's best way to produce strong and youthful levels of glutathione? It's One World Whey Protein Powder. One World Whey Protein Powder is an industry first. It comes from grass-fed cows and is never heated. This miraculous whey protein powder supplies your body with the nutrient power to increase your glutathione production by as much as 64% or more. The increase in strength, energy, and well-being can be pronounced and amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
on Film Endgame, we show the same pyramidal structure, but with a fancy graphic. But I think we're going to go into even more detail in the weeks to come. George Soros has been convicted in foreign countries. He's a globalist, but he's kind of a black sheep, so that's why he's allowed to be scapegoat, and he's certainly a horrible creature. But I went over this power structure, this pyramid, but let me show you a photo of Arnold Schwarzenegger as he was running for governor at the palace of Lord Rothschild in England. And so there on one side, you see Lord Rothschild with the two puppets. You've got, of course, the owner of Berkshire Hathaway, Warren Buffett there, who's a high-level puppet, but not in the top capstone. You've got Schwarzenegger, one of the minions that they were grooming. Okay, so there you see Lord Rothschild on the right-hand side of your TV screen with two of his minions. That's the pyramidal structure from top down. That's a microcosm. Let's go to another photo. And we'll continue to show you globalists here, people that are at the top of the capstone. There's the Queen of England. You know, they have all this media about how she has no power and all this. The lady owns much of BP, much of Dutch Royal Shell. She's cousins with Queen Beatrix. She owns weapons manufacturers, you name it, just untold wealth. She makes Bill Gates look like a pauper. Saxe Coburg Gotha, they give you a brand name because 200 years ago the British didn't like having German royalty ruling them, so they changed their name to the House of Windsor. Okay, let's go to another photograph. So that's top of the capstone. There's Queen Beatrix, probably as wealthy, but it's a state secret in the Netherlands, probably as wealthy. Her cousin, Saxe Coburg Gotha as well. Her Nazi daddy, Prince Bernhard, top eugenicist, founded the World Wildlife Fund. Now, that's a top globalist at the top of the pyramid and the head person at the Bilderberg Group. Okay, let's continue looking at who actually runs things. There's David Rockefeller. He's been called the omnibudsman of the New World Order. He's written books admitting he wants world government and the end of U.S. sovereignty. Okay, that guy is in the upper reaches of the very top of the capstone. That's, you know, the main Rothschild agent in the U.S. There's David Rockefeller right there. And they've intermarried with the Rothschilds and others. Now, at the next strata below them, at the super gopher imperial legate level, that's kind of the Darth Vader to the emperor, even more high-powered than Henry Kissinger or somebody like Soros. There's a big new Brzezinski. Okay, that's somebody beneath the highest capstone, but who the elites actually listen to when adjusting policy. So, in a way, he's got as much power as the top of the capstone because he's in there making decisions. Very powerful. In fact, he's almost a transition from the servant elite to the owner elite. He's almost in between because he makes so many decisions. Let's show you some more images here. I mean, we could show these to you all day long. And this is how they control society. And they had thrown the globalists down, 1832, the British set up Skull and Bones, then they set up CIA out of that. Then they developed these families like the Tafts and the Bushes and others to be risen up throughout the power structure. So there's a smattering of, you know, Paul Volcker and Ben Bernanke, you know, they're minions. But if you look at number three there, there's one of the Rothschild family heirs. Number three on your screen is the father of David Rothschild. Next to him is David Rockefeller. This is what somebody's put up as their idea of the power structure. I don't know if I completely agree with that. You know, that Lloyd Blankfein there and Ben Bernanke are even that high up on the food chain. Certainly a Kissinger or a Soros or a Volcker are making big decisions as economists for the globalist, or a Larry Summers, number 10, but no, they're certainly not that powerful on the scale. Two different separate animals, two separate groups. But again, I'll leave you with the pyramid drawing I did as we end this transmission. Coming up, I break down all of the incredible news. FEMA camps confirmed. Glenn Beck admitting that the government may stage terror attacks, and a lot more. See you back live tomorrow, 11 a.m. Great job, crew.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.